You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
They laid him in the tomb. They laid him in the tomb. They laid him in the tomb. He rose up from the grave. 3 days he rose up from the grave. He rose up from the grave for you and me. One day when we were lost, he died upon the cross, and he rose up from the grave for you and me. Best part, and he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for you and me. One day when we were lost, he died upon the cross. He's coming back again for you and me, sister. Coming back again for you and me, brother. He's coming back again for you and me.
He's coming.
Yes, he is. Turn in your Bibles tonight, if you would, to Matthew chapter 7. If you don't have a Bible, then you can't turn there. But if you'd like to have a Bible so you could turn there, we'll get you one if you'll just hold up your hand. You need a Bible, get your hand up, and we will get you a Bible. Let me say this about these Bibles. If you don't have a Bible here with you, keep this one as a gift from Loops to you. That'll be our gift to you. Just keep it. Now, if you're not going to keep it, would you, when you leave tonight, put them on the table at the back of the room? Please don't leave them in the chairs. Our people have to come and get them and take them back there. And so if you would help us do that housekeeping chore, we would appreciate it and save us some steps. All of our people do a lot of work around here, and we have all the advantages of it. Nice place, cushioned chairs to sit in, and comfortable place to be, and beautiful auditorium, and good sound system. And we just, all of this church furnishes for us, and it just doesn't happen. People have to make things happen. So if you'd help us do that, we'd appreciate it. And thank you very much. Now, I want to talk tonight about, are you paying attention? I know that sometimes some of you come to the rec room and you just spend most of the evening gossiping with one another, not paying much attention. It's a way to get out. And I'm better in my old age about calling people down, and it used to be because I got real embarrassed about that. I was speaking at a place, and these two guys just kept talking back and forth and laughing and giggling and talking back and forth, and I got on them. I called them down. After the meeting, the pastor came to me and said, "You shouldn't have done that." And I said, "Why not? They were disrupting." He said, "They're both retarded." He said, "They're retarded boys. They come here, and we just tolerate them." And so I don't say much anymore for fear you're retarded. when you act like that. But sometime I will say something. And some of us just go through life. It's not just the rec room. And we don't get up and go anywhere either, by the way. Chop chop. No, we don't go. We're big. Restrooms are closed. We don't pay attention to a lot of things. And I think the world's getting to the place it's paying a lot less attention to God. And so tonight we're going to look at two places that has to do with paying attention. The first one's in the book of Matthew chapter 7. And then the other one, if you want to go ahead and turn there and just keep your finger there till we get to it, is going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Matthew chapter 7 and then 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The Bible talks about what happens when people don't pay attention. And there's sometimes the reason we don't pay attention is because we think we know more than the one that's speaking. And other times we don't care what they're talking about. And there could be a lot of different reasons for us being rude. But whatever the case may be, there's always some results from not paying attention. So starting in verse 24, Matthew chapter 7, it said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Now I want you to notice there's two kind of builders here. There's two kind of people. They're both builders. They both build, probably using the same material. It makes no difference in the material they just built. But they built it in two different locations. One built upon the rock, which is solid. One built upon the sand, which is not solid. And then the problems came. They both have problems. Everybody that lives have problems. Problems come in your life, my life, everybody else's life. I've met people that I thought just had the world by the tail and had no problems, and come to find out that they had cancer. Come to find out that they had a child with a severe disease. I found out that my problems wasn't as big as theirs. They just didn't carry on like I did. They went about living their life. Notice the same storms come to each one of them. Verse 25, on the wise man, it said the floods, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And notice the guy that built upon the sands, verse 27, said the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. One stood, one fell. Same thing. The problem is where did you build? They on the wrong foundation. And if you build on the wrong foundation, everything else is out of kilter. Nothing else works. Now then, I want you to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that I mentioned to you just a minute ago. And we're going to ask the question again, are you paying attention? We start with verse 10. "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Are you paying attention? Hey, here's the foundation. Now, remember the first two. One got on the wrong foundation. and the house didn't stand. The winds blew. Same thing happened to them. One stood, one fell. Now we find out here what the foundation is. And there's only one foundation, and it doesn't make any difference how many foundations the world might think that there is. God said, the other foundation can no man lay, but that which is laid, that is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that went to Calvary. In 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be celebrating Easter Sunday. One more time, the world will have to come in face to face with the fact that Jesus arose from the dead. So, well, how do you know that? Well, nobody's found the bones. Hey, that's a fact. The only religion that's got a living Savior today is Christianity. He lives. That's, Charles sang the song, not only did he rise from the dead, he's coming back. We're looking for him. So he said, there's only one foundation. You don't have choices here. Get the right foundation. It's not God as you understand him. God is who he is. When are we going to get that in our thick skulls, that God is who he is, just like you are who you are? Every one of us have thought we've been misunderstood. And some of them, maybe we have at times. But you are who you are. God is who he is. Christ is who he is. And that's the only foundation. Nobody can lay another one because it won't. It's the sand. It doesn't work. When the storms come, it blows. Now we're going to see another test to the building on this foundation. Verse 12 said, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abides, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that you're the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. That might be the answer to many early deaths. He said, if you defile the temple of God, him God shall destroy. This is now is addressed to Christians. Are you listening? As a Christian, we're all builders. But notice, the building materials are different. Wood, hay, stubble, gold, silver, precious stones. And when the fire comes, some won't stand the test. The gold and silver and precious stones deal with motive. God knows mine and your motive. You might know what somebody gave. God knows why they gave. Hey, did we give it to get a plaque? Did we do it to get a reward? Did we do it to get God to bless us? Did we do it that people might brag on us? Did we do it to look good? There was a little lady, a little widow in the Bible, that God said she gave two mites. And God said Jesus said she gave more, not as much, more than anybody else gave, because she gave all that she had. That's all she had. Can't give any more than that. Hey, I'm going to tell you, an old boy's got $1 million and gives away $100,000. It's pretty easy to live on $900,000 a year. But somebody's making $10,000. It's kind of hard to live on $9,000 a year. Hey, now, that's not equal. When you look at what we're building with, gold and silver and precious stone. And by the way, there's no reward for doing what's right. I had a guy tell me this week, he said, Leland, I'm doing good. He said, I'm doing good. I hadn't been in trouble all this year. Wow, that's great. It's early April, or it is April. That's really good. 4 months. One guy told me, he said, I hadn't had a drink in 4 days. I said, boy, that's good. What we do that we're supposed to do, God doesn't reward. These are things we ought to do. See, you ought to be kind to people. Kindness doesn't cost a penny, does it? My daddy used to tell me that courtesy is free, so there's never any excuse for not having it. He also had another saying behind that. He said soap and water is about the cheapest thing you can have, so you never got an excuse for being dirty. But there are things that we're supposed to do, and we act like it. We ought to get a reward from them. Nobody in here has ever been stopped by a cop and pulled you over, and he said, hey, I just want to tell you how great you's driving. I bet not one of you got a plaque hanging on your wall that you received because you drove, for 5 years you drove within the speed limit. And they gave you a reward. They don't reward them. That's what we're supposed to do. And we act like, because we're clean and sober, that, my, you ought to give us a trophy. That's wood, hay, and stubble. That's not gold and silver and precious stones. We got good building materials. We got bad building materials. Wood, hay, and stubble. Because this is not the storm that's going to try this one. This building is going to be tried by fire. Gold and silver and precious stones are just refined in the fire. They come out better. Wood, hay, and stubble don't come out. They've gone up in smoke. We have a lot of religious stuff that's just wood, hay, and stubble. It's like 40 days of purpose. And in 40 days of purpose, churches that went through that program, they went out and helped somebody, and that was supposed to be very special. We're supposed to be helping people. That's what a Christian does. We don't get a plaque for that. We ought to be nice to people. We ought to care for people. And we think, man, I did this. I did that. And we want to be bragged on. That's wood, hay, and stubble. God looks down and he says, why did you do it? And how many, it's amazing. We go through Christianity trying to look good like the drunk does when they want him to walk. Boy, and we work at it. And we try to talk so nice, and it comes out, yether. And always, how many drinks have you had? Couple. I've never met anybody who said three. Always a couple. Of course, they were this size. Had two like this. Two-gallon jug. Yeah. Hey. But that's wood, hay, and stubble. These things are, we've got lifestyle evangelism. Well, we're just going to act good and people will be drawn right. There's a whole lot of people that act good that are going to hell. They're lost. Because they don't have that foundation. But if you have, as a Christian, we can build on that foundation, but notice what he said here. He said, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Some of us may just barely make it in. You're going to be saved. God's going to be true to his word, whether we're true to ours or not. But he said, are you doing what you're doing to glorify him? Are you doing what you're doing to look good? Are you doing what you're doing to stay out of trouble? Most of the people that's wanting to stop drugging and drinking are really not wanting to stop drugging and drinking. They want to stop getting in trouble for drinking. We don't want the problems anymore. We don't want those heartaches. But in our mind, we're wanting to go back to it. We're wanting to be there. We feel sorry for ourselves. I can't do that anymore. Instead of saying, thank God, that's over with. That's not me anymore. It's totally different. Notice, he said, know ye not that you're the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwell in you. If you're God's child tonight, and many of you are, you can tell me the time. Maybe it's in a cell at the county jail. Maybe it was in prison. Maybe it was in safe pee. Maybe it was as a young man, young boy, young girl, Sunday school teacher, preacher, told you about Jesus Christ and you trusted him with all your heart. But over the years, other things have interested you and you've drifted from him and your life is nothing but wood, hay, and stubble today. He said, don't you know this? The Holy Spirit dwells in you. See, he didn't renege on his promises. We may renege on ours. But he said, here, you're the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwell in you. And if any man defile the temple of God, him God shall destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Do you realize the chances you're taking every day that you don't turn your life back around to Jesus Christ? Do you realize how close to death you're walking if you are the temple of God? Have you ever thought about that? Because that's what he said. If you defile the temple of God, your body belongs to him. He saved you. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. And we go out here and live like the devil. Do you realize how dangerous that is? Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Notice what he said. If any man defile the temple of God, verse 17, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. You realize you're walking that fine line of God destroying you? Of taking your life? Are you ready to go? Because you don't play games with God. You cannot pay attention, but he is. He pays close attention. Don't gamble. It's not worth the chance. There's things out there that scare us to death. Cancer, AIDS, heart attacks. And we wouldn't mess with them. If we knew that something was going to cause that, we'd stay away from it. And yet, we play around with God all the time, not paying attention that the Holy Spirit is within us, that we belong to him, and he might take us out of here anytime. Pay attention to what God's got. Many of you are going to need a job. Many of you are going to have to start over at home. Many of you are going to have to redo some relationships with family and friends. Many of you have already burned some bridges. But let me tell you, nothing is as important as you getting your heart and your life back right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And be sure that you belong to him. Be sure that you've trusted him. Because if not, one day he'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. It's one thing we might say we know the Lord, but does he know you? Are you one of his? I want you to bow your heads a moment. Every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here tonight. God's spoken to your heart. Maybe he's pointed out some things that you hadn't been paying attention to. And they really are important to you. You just hadn't been paying attention. And tonight, you need to get back right with him. Tonight, you need to quit playing games, and you need to get away from the wood and the hay and the stubble, and you need to get the gold and silver and precious stones and do it for Jesus' sake. In a minute, we're going to sing, "Just As I Am, Without One Plea, But That Thy Blood Was Shed For Me, O Lamb of God, I Come." I want you to come on the very first. If you've never trusted Christ, if your salvation, if your foundation is sand, then I want you to come and trust Christ. That's the only foundation that'll get you to heaven. If your foundation is Christ, but you've got nothing on that foundation but wood, hay, and stubble, I want you to come and say, "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I want to go on for the Lord." Would you come right now? And as we stand, heads bowed, eyes closed, would you come right now? Let's stand to our feet, heads bowed, eyes closed. Come on. Come on. What does God want you to do? Come on down here to this altar and get it right with God tonight. Don't put it off. Come on. Just as I am. Just the way you are. We don't have to get ready for anything. Just say, "Here I am, Lord, right now. This moment." Come on. I'm going to ask Charles to sing one more verse. Have you done what God wants you to do?
His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.